我们一同打开创世纪第49章
Genesis 49，
我们要从第22节一直念到结束。
Reading from 22 to the end。
又是多结果子的数字，是全旁多结果的枝子，它的枝条探出墙外，弓箭手将它苦害，向它射箭逼迫它，但它的弓仍旧坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷，这是因以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者，你父亲的上帝必帮助你。那全能者必将天上所有的福，地里所藏的福，以及生产乳养的福都赐给你。你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭，自己的边界，这些福必降在右侧的头上，临到以兄弟俊别之人的头上。便雅悯是个撕裂的狼，早晨要吃他所抓的，晚上要分他所剁的。这一切是以色列的十二支派，也是他父亲对他们所说的话，为他们所祝的福是按照个人的福分为他们祝福。从29节到结束，我们大家一同来读。他有祝福他们说，我将归我列祖那里，你们要将我葬在赫人以弗伦田里的洞里，与我祖我父在一处，就是在迦南地曼利前麦比拉田间的洞。那洞和田是亚伯拉罕向赫人以弗伦买来的，也做文坟地的。他们在那里葬了亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉，又在那里葬了以撒和他的妻子利伯家，我也在那里葬了利伯家。那块田和田间的洞原是向赫人买的，雅各祝福种子一毕，就把脚收在床上，弃阶而死，归他列祖那里去。我自己读。又是伏在他父亲的面前哀哭，与他亲嘴，又是吩咐侍候他的医生用香料熏他父亲，医生就用香料熏了以色列。熏尸的长历是40天，那40天满了，埃及人为他哀哭了70天。为他哀哭的日子过了，又是对法老家里的人说，我若在你眼前蒙恩，请你们报告法老说，我父亲要死的时候叫我起誓说，你要将我葬在迦南地，为我自己所去的坟墓里。现在求你让我上去葬我的父亲，以后我必回来。法老说，你可以上去，照着你父亲叫你起的誓将他埋葬。于是又是上去葬他父亲，和他一同上去的有法老的臣仆和法老家中的长老，并埃及国的长老，还有约瑟的全家和他的兄弟们，并他父亲的眷属，只有他的夫人的孩子和羊群牛群都留在歌山地，又有车辆马兵和他一同上去。那一班人甚多，他们到了约旦河外亚大的和田，就在那里大大的嚎啕痛哭，为又是为他父亲哀哭了7天。迦南的居民见亚大河场上的哀哭，就说这是埃及人一场极大的哀哭，因此那地方名叫亚伯莫西，就是约旦的河东。雅各的儿子们就遵着他父亲所吩咐的办了，把他搬到迦南地，葬在曼利前麦比拉田间的洞里。那洞和田是亚伯兰向赫人以弗伦买来为业做坟地的。又是葬了他父亲以后，就和众弟兄并一切同他上去葬他父亲的人都回埃及去了。我们读经就到这个地方。我们在49章看见雅各年老没有离开世界以前，为12个孩子求福。
In chapter 49 we see the blessings of Jacob for the 12 sons before he left the world.
他是以族长的身份对他的后代说预言。
As the leader of the tribe, he prophesied for his descendants.
在那个时代，特别以色列民族 族长的位分是神特别给的。
At that time, the status of the leader of the tribe is given by God.
所以族长所讲的话的分量是非常非常重的。
The tribe leader, therefore, is greatly respected.
雅各的一生是最可歌可泣的。
Jacob led a most dramatic life.
他经历了许许多多与人不同的波折、困难，以及上帝的赐福，非常非常鲜明的对比的生活。
He led a life that was full of contrast, a lot of difficulties and blessings from God.
几乎全本圣经人物的记载，没有一个人的生命比他的经历更丰富的。
We almost can say that no one is comparable to him in the entire Bible.
他的磨练，他的苦难，也是几十年才真正得到解决。
And he had many, many decades of trials and tribulations.
在这表面诸多变化的生活里面。
And on the surface, there are so many changes in his life.
雅各有一个从来没有改变，对上帝执着、持定上帝的福气，一直追随神的赐福的这个生命。
Despite the changes, one thing was constant. He always wanted to grab hold of God and seek after Him.
所以后来，上帝为了称赞他，讲了一句话。
And in the end, God praised him by saying,
你们以色列中没有一个人像雅各一样终身奋力抓住我。
None of you within Israel is like Jacob who caught hold of me with all his might.
虽然雅各知道他有许多的失败。
Jacob knew he had many failures in life.
他有许多个性上的软弱。
He was weak in many of his character.
但他知道没有上帝的福分，他是活不下去。
But he knew he could not live without the blessings of God.
一生一世坚守，抓住上帝的赐福。
His entire life he grabbed hold of every blessing from God.
他年老的时候就讲了一句话：“那终身牧养我的上帝。”
And in the end of his life, he said, "The God who took care of me for my entire life."
雅各的一生是个做个牧羊人的。
In his entire life, he was a shepherd.
怎样照顾羊群
？And he would have to take care of the flock.
怎样鞭打犯法的羊群
？And he may have to chastise and get rid of.
怎样从这个仇敌的手中把羊带回来
？And perhaps rescue the lamb from the enemies.
怎样保护豺狼、狮子对羊群的吞吃
？And protect the lambs from the wild beasts.
他要多么机警！
And he had to be very alert,
多么有力
and very strong,
才能够保护照顾他的危险中的羊群
to protect the flock that are in danger.
他都把这些的经验影射成为神照顾、鞭打、管教、保护他的恩典。
He knew that all this is like the grace of God where God will protect him but at the same time chastise him.
他在法老面前说我这一生呢是又少又苦的生命。
Before Pharaoh he says my days are short and bitter.
我的日子是很短少的。
My days are little.
我是充满痛苦的。
Filled with difficulties.
那个牧养我的上帝。
But the God who take care of me
保守我直到今日。
Has preserved me till today.
所以他与神之间的关系从来没有断绝。
Therefore, his relationship with God has never been broken.
雅各就变成寻求耶和华的族类的那些选民的代表。
And Jacob represents all who will seek after God.
每一个人都应当如雅各一样，如饥如渴的等候、仰望、需要神给他的照顾。
Every one of us should be like Jacob. We thirst after God and await His provision.
后来，上帝就使他的扫支派变成以色列的一个大的家族。
And God enabled his 12 sons to become a great family.
直到今天的整个以色列人就叫做以色列民。
And till today, the Israelites got their name from him.
就是从以色列这个名字而来的。
It came from the word Israel.
这个名字是上帝给雅各改名的时候赐给他的名字。
It was a name given by God to him.
Israel 的意思就是皇太子。
The meaning of the word Israel is the crown prince.
El 的意思就是上帝。
El means God.
Israel 就是上帝的皇太子。
And so Israel means the crown prince of God.
上帝把这个充满软弱、诡诈、狡猾的这个人，把他当作上帝最亲、最爱、最尊贵的王位的继承人。
And God has treated this person who was filled with deception and weaknesses as a crown prince.
上帝把这个名字赐给雅各。
God gave him this name.
在比努伊勒的时候就对他说。
And said that in the land of Peniel.
你不必再名叫雅各。
Do not call yourself Jacob.
从此以后你要改名叫以色列。
Your name shall be Israel.
你要被称为上帝的皇太子。
You will be the crown prince of God.
你的十二支派将成为大的民族。
The 12 tribes you have will be a great nation.
无论他们是真实的妻子或者你的妾主生的。
Whether they are descendants from your wife or concubines.
都成为这个大民族里面的一份子。
They all will become part of this great family.
我永远赐福于你们。
And I will bless you forever.
我要使你的后代继续蒙我的恩典。
Your descendants will continue to be blessed.
你的后代中间有一个要成为万民的祝福。
And one will be the blessings for all people.
就预言了，耶稣基督就从这十二支派里面生出来的。
It was a prophecy of where Jesus will come from.
耶稣基督是从十二支派里面的犹大支派，就是他的第四个孩子。的后代里面产生出来。
Jesus was descended from Judah, the fourth son.
所以我们上个礼拜讲了雅各给犹大的祝福。
Last week we talked about the blessings for Judah.
跟其他所有的孩子的祝福是不一样的。
Very different from other blessings to other sons.
给犹大一个很特别的地位。
He gave Judah a very special status.
今天我特别选的一个人就是约瑟。
And today I want to focus on Joseph.
雅各对约瑟讲什么话呢？
The words of Jacob for Joseph.
约瑟是雅各一生中间最爱、最疼的一个孩子。
Joseph was the most favorite son of Jacob.
当然，后来神是拣选了犹大作为弥赛亚的一个先祖。
Although God chose Judah as the ancestor of the Messiah.
所以神借着犹大支派生下了耶稣基督。
Through the tribe of Judah, Jesus was born.
但是犹大支派还没有约瑟蒙到雅各这样的疼爱。
But Jacob did not love Judah the same way.
所以呢，雅各在祝福约瑟的时候
，In the blessing of Joseph，
照样带着神的圣灵的引导，加了很多很好的话语。
The Holy Spirit also led Jacob to give good
blessings. 约瑟是多结果子的树枝。
Joseph is a fruitful vine.
约瑟是泉旁多结果子的枝子。
A fruitful vine near a spring.
他的枝条探出墙外。
Whose branches climb over a wall.
你注意在这里都三次讲约瑟是枝子，没有说约瑟是树木。
Here it talks about Joseph three times as a branch.
这是很奇怪的事情。
This is very strange.
到了新约的时候呢
，In the New Testament，
我们看耶稣基督也说你们是枝子，从来没有说你们是树。
Jesus Christ said, "We are the branch, never the tree."
耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Jesus said, "I am the true vine."
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
树跟枝子不同的地方在哪里呢
？What is the difference between a tree and a branch?
树是枝的本。
The tree is the source of the branch.
枝是从树发展出去的。
The branch will come out of the tree.
所以枝子的本身是不能存在的。
The branches cannot survive on its own.
枝子自己存在的时候，就是它死亡的开始。
When a branch survives on its own, it will die.
枝子的存在是因为接连在树木的上面，它的存在才有意义。
The existence and meaning of a branch makes sense only when it's connected to the tree.
所以耶稣说：“你们不可离开我。”
Jesus said, "You are not to depart from me."
你们离开了我，就什么都不能做。
If you depart from me, you cannot do anything.
这就是约翰福音第十五章所隐藏的真理。
We see this truth in John 15.
那我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
这一篇我们可以一两个钟头来谈。
We can spend 2 hours just talking on this.
耶稣说呢，你们若常结果子，你们就常在我里面。
Jesus said, "If you are fruitful, then you are always in me."
所以凡属于我的就结果子。
So those who belong to me will be fruitful.
你们常常与我联合在一起，你们就结果子。
When you are one with me, you will be fruitful.
树枝的责任是结果子的责任。
The purpose of the branches is to bear fruit.
果子是结在树枝上，不是结在树本上。
And the fruits is on the branches and not on the main stem.
这个果子不是枝的果子，是树的果子。
But the fruit is not the fruit of the branches, but that of the tree.
我们偶尔可以说这个枝特别多果子。
Sometimes we can say that this branch has bear a lot of fruit.
正常是说这棵树的果子是很好的。
But most of the time we say, well, this tree is very fruitful.
有没有可能这棵树的果子很好的，这条枝的果子是很不好的？
Is it possible to have a tree that bear good fruit, but one branch have bad fruit?
树的本身成为整棵树所有的树枝所结的果子的本质的一个最基本的保证。
The tree, the main stem itself is the main guarantee of the quality of the fruit.
所以基督徒不要忘记，我们不过是枝子。
Christians ought not to forget that we are but branches.
果子结在枝子上。
while the fruit is on the branch.
但是果子不属枝而属树。
It doesn't belong to the branch, but belong to the tree.
照样，圣灵的果子是结在圣灵所充满的每一个肢体或者基督徒个别的身上。
In the same manner, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is found in the body of every Christian.
我们所结的果子不是我们的果子，是圣灵的果子。
But the fruit that we bear are not our fruit, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣经没有说使徒的果子就是这个爱心，就是这个节制，就是温柔，就是其他的这些的美德。
The Bible has never said that the fruit of the apostles is love, joy, peace, and the rest.
圣经说是圣灵的果子。
The Bible said these are the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
果子是树的，但是结在枝子上。
The fruit belongs to the tree, but is born by the branch.
我们是不能靠自己独立的。
We cannot be independent on our own.
在新约的教训是这样。
This is the way the New Testament taught us.
在旧约的预言也是这样。
Also here in the Old Testament.
约翰说，雅各说，约瑟是多结果子的树枝。
Jacob said Joseph is a fruitful vine.
是在泉旁边多结果子是枝子。
A fruitful vine near a spring.
它的枝条探出墙外。
Whose branches climb over a wall.
都表示它是吸收了最多的恩典，发出了最多果子的一个孩子。
It tells us that he's the son that has the most grace and had the most fruit.
为什么说是吸收最多的恩典呢？
Why do we say he received the most grace?
因为它是泉旁边的树。
He was a vine beside a spring.
枝子在泉的旁边。
He was located behind a spring.
吸收了最多的养分。
To absorb the most nutrients.
吸收了最多的营养。
To absorb the most nutrition.
所以溪水供应他无止息的需要。
The spring would give him his needs.
产生了很多的果子。
So he's very fruitful.
他超过他的范围。
So much so that he extend beyond.
到墙的外面去。
And climb over a wall.
表示这个枝子不但供应他这家人是需要，他的果子也被别的房子别人也可以得到供应。
And the fruit was not given to his own family alone, but to other families.
19年前。
19 years ago,
我就种一棵小的芒果树在我家里。
I planted a small mango tree.
想不到它现在大到了，高到差不多已经15公尺高了。
But now it's about 15 meters tall.
差不多三四层楼那么高了。
Almost three story high.
那么后来，因为我后面要建一些东西，我把它树枝砍下来。
I cut off some of the branches to make way for some construction.
它再生出来。
But it continue to grow.
越砍它越高。
The more you cut it, the higher it gets.
再砍它更高。
It gets higher and higher.
现在我这个屋顶在这里，所以它树枝呢就跑到隔壁那里去了。
And it began to extend into the neighbor's house.
所以每一次芒果一生出来的时候，都是在那边掉落。
And so the mango kept dropping into the mango's place.
我的工人要去拿果子，他就从那边把它拿回来。
And my servants will have to go next door to get the mango.
有许多时候就掉到隔壁，他们就可以吃了。
And the neighbors will benefit.
这表示不是单单为自己的需要而生果子。
The fruit is not for your own needs as well.
也为别人的需要。
Also for others.
那么雅各在这里又提到约瑟的第二个个性。
The second thing Jacob mentioned.
就是弓箭手把他苦害。
With bitterness, archers attacked him.
向他射箭。
They shot him.
逼迫他。
They persecuted him.
但他的弓仍旧坚韧。
But his bow remained steady.
这表示约瑟有一个不怕逼迫，不怕遭难，不怕恶计。那种很强的独立个性。
It tells us that Joseph was independent, not afraid of persecution or evil plans.
这是非常可以尊敬的一件事情。
This is something we honor greatly.
当一个青年人遇到逼害、遇到苦难的时候
，When a young person faces persecution and difficulties,
他是不是怨天尤人？是不是呢？整日愁眉苦脸？是不是寻短见自杀的
？Would he curse and swear and be depressed and commit suicide?
你要像约瑟一样的。
You must learn from Joseph.
人家苦害你。
No matter what persecution comes, when the archers shoot at you,
人家使你屈服下来。
They try to bully you.
但是你仍旧坚定。
You remain steady.
你的弓还是坚定。
The bow remains steady.
你手强壮。
His strong arms stay limber.
动作敏捷。
And are able to still move quickly.
这就使你还在逆流中间站立的稳，在逼迫中间没有倒下去。
Then it will enable you to stand firm in the middle of difficulties and not fall.
这方面你可以从希伯来书第十章三十几节里面看得很清楚。
You can understand this from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 32.
你在哥林多后书第十章看见。
Or 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
四面受敌。
That although there are enemies all around us,
没有扑倒。
we are not fallen.
神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
为什么约瑟会这样的坚强呢？
Why was Joseph so strong?
因为以色列的牧者在照顾他。
The shepherd of Israel was taking care of him.
以色列磐石使他坚定。
The rock of Israel strengthened him.
雅各的大能者在引导他。
The Almighty of Jacob led him.
帮助他。
And helped him.
你父亲的上帝必帮助你。
Your father's God will help you.
这里在讲什么呢？
What are these verses talking about?
就是你要承受我们属灵的祖先所领受的恩典，我们相信我们列祖的上帝在我们身上恩典的运行。
It means that he inherited the grace to the given to the ancestors. They believe that the grace will continue.
上帝既然向亚伯拉罕立了约，
since God had a covenant with Abraham,
上帝的信实不会因为亚伯拉罕死了他就爽约。
His faithfulness will remain even after the death of Abraham.
上帝的永恒性不会人的暂时的生活就失去作用。
His essence of eternity will not be lost because we are temporal.
所以亚伯拉罕死了，
although Abraham was dead,
上帝还活着，
God was still alive.
所以以撒死了，
although Isaac died,
上帝还活着，
God is still alive.
所以雅各是暂时的，
although Jacob was temporal,
上帝是永恒的，
God is eternal.
所以雅各会老，
Jacob would grow old.
约瑟起来的时候，
when Joseph arrives,
上帝还在继续赐福给他。
God will still bless him.
这是一脉相承。
It means that there's consistency.
这是历代延续。
Continuation of generations.
的信仰。
I faith that
continues. 这个在整本圣经里面是很重要的。
This is very important in the Bible.
在诗篇第七十八篇告诉我们。
The 78th Psalm says.
神的恩又在一代一代传下去。
The grace of God goes from generation to generation.
神的大能也一代一代诉说给我们儿女听。
And His power is related to all generations.
我们说信的不是新的神。
The God we believe in is not a new God.
我们的信的时候从根骨到永恒，那现在、今在、永远存在。做了今日直到永远没有改变的上帝。
It is the God from ancient days to the end, who was, who is, and is to come.
这种信仰才能使我们在万变中间用不变的永恒性去应付时代的变迁。
Because of this faith, no matter how the times change, we will be unchanging in our faith.
所以雅各的是一个十个孩子，在埃及的家里要被约瑟中午请宴会的时候，
when Joseph had a banquet to all his, given to all his brothers,
这四个兄弟呢做贼心虚，
the ten brothers were guilty.
他们被带到约瑟家里来，他们惧怕万分。
They were very frightened because they had guilty conscience.
是不是这个埃及的宰相找到了把柄，要把我们所有的兄弟一同关进监牢里面？
Is this Egyptian prime minister going to arrest all of us brothers?
所以他们趁着约瑟没有回来的时候，
before Joseph returned,
他们就问管家的人，
they asked the caretaker,
就跟他们解释，
to explain,
我们是老实人，
and tell him we are honest
people, 我们没有心窥探之地，
we are not spies,
我们来这里买粮食的时候，
we came here to buy food,
我们是把买粮食应当付的银子都给了你们。
We have paid you the price that we have known.
那为什么我们回去的发现在口袋里面都有这些的银钱？
But why did this extra money come from?
我们没有存心偷窃。
We have never stolen anything.
我们也没有存心不付这些钱。
And we are not trying to escape.
到底我们现在被带到约瑟的家里是怎样的一件事情呢？
What is this thing, this invitation to the house of Joseph?
那个家的管家对他们怎么讲？
And the caretaker of the house said,
你们放心吧。
Do not be afraid.
你们买粮食的钱我们已经收了。
We have taken the money you paid.
所以怎么会在你们袋子再出现？
Why did it reappear in your bags?
你们的上帝，
your God,
是你们的列祖的上帝，
the God of your fathers,
他照顾你们。
He has taken care of you.
所以表示约瑟在埃及中间已经建立了一个很伟大的信仰见证。
It tells us that Joseph must have had good testimony among the Egyptians.
埃及虽然是最大的帝国，
Egypt although had the greatest empire,
他们没有一个聪明人可以解释法老所做的梦。
They did not even have a wise man who could interpret the dreams of Pharaoh.
埃及虽然有许多的假神，
although they had many false idols,
没有人真正认识创造天地的耶和华。
No one really know God who created heaven and earth.
当约瑟被卖到埃及的时候，
and when Joseph was sold to Egypt,
他是最卑微的身份，奴才。
He was a slave.
他的外族被带来的是不被称为埃及的尊贵的人。
And foreigners are not treated with honor in Egypt.
但是他的信仰是不愿意妥协的。
But Joseph did not compromise his
faith. 虽然我是奴隶，
although I was a slave.
虽然我被卖到这个地方，
although I was sold here.
虽然我已经失去自由身，
although I have lost my freedom.
虽然我是卑贱的奴隶的阶级，
considered a despicable slave.
但我的信仰是尊贵的，
but I had an honorable faith.
我的对神的信心是坚贞的，
my faith towards God is genuine.
我的上帝是真实的，
my God is faithful.
我绝对不会放弃我的信仰，
and I will not forsake my faith.
他在各样的苦难中间，
whatever the difficulties there were,
不断把他真正笃信上帝的个性显明成了一个见证，
he continued to display this great faith in God.
直到他做宰相的时候，
until he became the prime
minister. 知道埃及人有埃及人所拜的神，
he knew that there were Egyptian gods.
他有亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各传教人的信仰，
but he had a faith that came from Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
所以埃及的人对约瑟不但是对他的人格跟他工作的尊重，
the Egyptians not only honored his character,
他们更对他的信仰有绝对的尊重，
they had absolute respect for his faith.
所以他们是埃及的上帝，
so they say the God of Egypt,
你们希伯来的上帝是不一样的，
is different from the God of the Hebrews.
你们的上帝，
your God,
以及你们列祖的上帝，
the God of your fathers.
就是他们看出了约瑟真正继承了祖先传下来的纯正信仰。
It tells us that they recognized the pure faith that Joseph had from his fathers.
记得我们为主做见证的时候，
when we bear testimony for the Lord,
许多时候我们见证我们传福音的对象没有办法离开他们过去传统宗教的捆绑。
Many people we preach to cannot escape from their traditional religion.
They cannot release themselves.
They are not able to be released.
No one to deliver them out from.
没有人能够帮他们解脱。
But deep in their heart, they appreciate your belief.
但是他们心里面，他们能够了解你的这个信仰。
They confess your consistency.
他们至少认出你的一致性。
这就是见证的开始。
This is where testimony will begin.
我们有许多时候领人归主很难。
Very difficult to bring someone to Christ.
要改变一个人的信仰，真是如同登天一样的难。
As difficult as climbing the mountains.
但你不要灰心。
But do not be discouraged.
坚守你的信仰。
Persevere in your faith.
结果他们不会好好的注意到你的社会身份是高的是低的。
And they will not care whether you have great social status or not.
他们会从内心的深处非常佩服你对信仰的坚贞、执着、忠心、坚韧。
But what they will respect will be your perseverance and faithfulness to your own faith.
这样我们的信仰在他们内心的深处打了根基。
And we would have built a foundation deep in their heart.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
我们从真正伟大的祖先传下的信仰。
The faith that we receive from great ancestors.
是我们不可以放弃的。
Let us not let it go.
所以这里雅各呢，就把这一个观念传输到他的后代那里去了。
And Jacob gave this concept to his descendants.
就是啊，你只能坚守。
Joseph, you are able to persevere.
是因为雅各的大能者。
Because of the Almighty of Jacob.
以色列的磐石。
The Rock of Israel.
以色列的牧羊者。
The Shepherd of Israel.
你父亲的全能者。
The Father's God.
把天上所有的福气。
He has blessed you, given you blessings.
地里隐藏的福气。
The blessing from earth as well.
还有生产乳羊的福气。
And the blessing of the breast and
womb. 都赐福给你。
He has given you all these things.
换句话说，雅各不是单单自己承继了亚伯拉罕、以撒，他的父亲、他的祖父的信仰，他也把这个信仰再带到他的下一代那里。
In other words, Jacob not only inherited this from Abraham and Isaac, he gave it to his descendants.
这是很重要的事情。
This is something most important.
有一个家庭是在中国传福音，有把信仰跟爱中国灵魂的观念传给下一代的。
There is a family that has been preaching in China and taught the next generation to love China.
内地会的创办人。
And that is the founder of the Mission Society.
1864年的时候。
In 1864.
离开伦敦到中国来传道，一个年轻读医学的人叫做戴德森。
He left London and went to China, a young medical student, Hudson Taylor.
他看见大多数的中国人都迷信，都不认识耶稣基督。
Hudson Taylor discovered that many Chinese are superstitious, do not know Jesus Christ.
他就建了中华内地会。
And so he created the Chinese Mission.
后来走遍中国大地，在很多的乡下中间传耶稣，劝人信耶稣。
And he went to all the villages and preached gospel of Jesus Christ.
中华大地千千万不认识主的人。
There are so many millions of people who do not know Jesus in China.
因为内地会真心努力的传福音。
Because of the hard work of the mission society.
许多人归主了。
Many people believe.
当戴德森离开世界以前。
Before Hudson Taylor died.
他讲了两句世界的名言。
He had two important quotations.
如果我有千条生命，没有一条不留给中国。
He said, even though I may have thousands of lives, I will give one to China.
如果我有千磅英国的钱，
although I may have thousands of English pounds,
我没有一块不留给中国。
I would not save one, not for China.
外国人到中国传道，讲过爱中国的话，最重要的两句代表。
And these are the two greatest quotations from people who love China.
他不但感动了很多中国人。
Not only did he inspire many Chinese.
最重要的，他感动他的孩子。
The most important thing is he inspired.
他死了，他孩子再到中国传道。
He inspired his children to carry on this mission.
他孩子死了，他的孙子再到中国传道。
His son died and his great grandson continued.
他的孙子离开世界，他孙子的孩子再到中国传道。
And the great grandson also continued.
当他第四代传道的时候。
By the time Hudson Taylor the Fourth appeared,
大陆的门已经把它关掉了。
China has closed its door.
所以这个的第四代的戴家的宣教士就跑到台湾去传道。
And this person then went to Taiwan.
因为那边还是中国人。
They are still Chinese.
我第一次到高雄讲道的时候，就住在他的家。
The first time I preached in 高雄, I stayed at his house.
他的名字已经不是戴德森。叫做戴雅各 James Taylor.
His name is James Taylor.
我们中文叫做戴少珍。
And we call it 戴少珍 in Chinese.
很爱中国人。
He loves the Chinese.
但我的看法已经有一点不同了。
But the way I look at it is a bit different.
当他被选做华神的院长的时候。
So when he was elected as the principal of the Chinese seminary.
我说中华福音神学院为什么院长是英国人？
I asked why would a British person, a Caucasian be the principal?
我没有想到讲这句话把他的心刺了很深。
I didn't know that I would hurt him greatly by saying that.
他很难过。
He was very sad.
他说我们已经四代在中国，还是把我们当作外国人。
He said we have been in China for four generations and you still treat us as foreigner.
他就写了一篇文章，中国人你在哪里？
And he wrote an article, Chinese, where are you?
那么我住在他家的时候，看见他很英俊。一个十一二岁的英国孩子。
When I was in his house, I saw his son, a very handsome young person.
那个时候呢，刚好跌倒，所以呢就敷了这个石膏包起来。
He fractured his arm at that time, so there was a cast.
在高雄的小学念中文，考全校第一名，英国人。
First in class in Kaohsiung, although he was a Caucasian.
我问他说
，And I asked him,
你长大了要不要再到中国来传道啊
？Would you still preach in China when you grow up?
如果来是第五代了
，It will be the fifth generation.
他说我祷告，神呼召我，我就顺服。
He said, I will pray if the Lord will call me, I will be obedient.
后来过了十多年以后呢
？Many years passed.
他已经二十几岁了
，In his twenties.
我在香港见到他
，I met him in Hong Kong.
我说你们一家好几代爱中国人，是真的是假的？
I asked him, is it true that your whole family love God for generations?
我盼望如果轮到你还是真的，你就勇敢，不要再回去娶英国老婆，娶中国人。
I said that if it's about your generation, you need to be bold and you have marry a Chinese.
他静静的，这是他五代从来没有的事情。
This has never happened in all five generations.
两年以后，我再见到他。
Two years later, when I met him again,
唐牧师，我给你害死了。
He said, Dr. Tong, it's all your fault.
我说我怎么会害死你
？I said, why is it my fault?
你叫我娶中国人，我真的爱上一个中国人，但是他的爸爸妈妈无论如何不要我。
He said that because of what you said, I fell in love with a Chinese girl whose parents oppose us.
我说真爱是永远的，不必灰心，再祷告。
I said, you got to pray because true love will last forever.
过几年以后，他真的娶了中国人。
A few years later, he married a Chinese girl.
真的变成第五代在中国人中间做传道。
And become the fifth generation preacher.
祖宗的信仰传下去。
The faith of his ancestors has been passed down.
所以，当雅各祝福约瑟的时候
，When Jacob blessed Joseph，
他四五次提到这个事情。
He mentioned this many times.
你谁会得胜
？The reason why you're victorious.
用箭射你。
When people attack you with arrows.
你的膀臂很坚强。
The reason why you're strong.
你的手很敏捷。
And that your arms remain
nimble. 是因为你厉害吗
？Is it because you're good？
不是。
No.
是因为以色列的牧者。
It was because the shepherd of Israel.
以色列是谁啊
？Who is Israel？
就是讲这句话的人叫以色列啊。
The person who said it.
是雅各啊。
Jacob.
雅各是以色列，你父亲的牧者牧养了你。
The shepherd of your father has taken care of you.
是雅各的大能者。
The Almighty of Jacob,
以色列的磐石,
the Rock of Israel,
是你父亲的上帝,
your father's God,
是全能的上帝,
the Almighty,
把天上的福气赐给你,
who blesses you with blessing of heaven.
所以这样雅各很清楚地对他的孩子说, 我要把我从列祖领受的信仰传到你下一代里面去。
Jacob clearly tells Joseph that I will give you the faith I received from my father.
我在想为什么对其他十二个孩子没有讲得这么清楚, 特别对以色列讲这个清楚。
I'm thinking why was he so clear towards Joseph than the other sons.
因为约瑟跟其他的十二个兄弟不同地方, 他现在埃及做宰相。
Because Joseph is a prime minister in Egypt.
而且他是唯一娶了 埃及老婆的孩子,
he was the only one that married an Egyptian.
这样他的孩子就已经不是纯正的以色列人了。
Therefore, his children would not be pure Israelites.
犹大、利未、西面、这个流便、以撒加、西布伦、拿弗他利、亚瑟、加特、便雅悯，所有的孩子都是纯以色列种。
All the other brothers all were pure Israelites.
只有他在被卖到埃及的时候, 后来法老把一个祭司的女儿嫁给他。
He was the only exception because his wife was given by Pharaoh, a daughter of a priest.
他是道德价值观念很高很纯洁的人。
He was a person with pure morality.
从来不再娶别人。
He never married another person.
就是照着上帝的安排, 照着法老王给他的这个带领, 他就娶了这个埃及妻子。
He had two sons by this wife based on the arrangement by God. He never remarried.
雅各就把他两个孩子当作自己孩子来看，所以认他是以色列人了。Jacob
considered his two sons as Israelites.
但埃及的事务缠身，作为埃及的一个首相，是不容易离开这个帝国的。As
a prime minister of Egypt, he couldn't just walk away.
所以雅各要很坚强地 把祖先的信仰传给下一代，使他不要忘记，身在埃及，他是以色列人。Joseph
wanted to emphasize strongly that although he was in Egypt, he is an Israelite.
上帝要把天上的福气给你。God
has given you blessings from heaven.
把地里面所有的福给你。Blessing
of the deep that lies below.
把生产乳养的福也给你。Blessings
of the breast and womb.
现在我是你的父亲。Now
I'm your father.
你父亲给你祝的福气。
The blessing coming from your father are greater than the blessings of the other ancestors of yours. The blessings that your father gave you is greater than the blessing that your father received. Like the blessings of the ancient mountains and the bounty of age old hills. It means it's endless. All these blessings will be upon you. On the brow of the prince among all his brothers. And here it indicates how different Joseph was from the brothers. He was really different from his brothers. He was specially selected by God and received special instruction from God. His future would be far surpassing his brothers. Because of that, they sold him. In the end, he led life of difficulty in a foreign land. But he was very different person. We can have some lessons here. Where was the difference between Joseph and his brothers?
Recall what we put before.
The Bible spent only one chapter on creation, but many, many chapters on the people.
你说这种作文是这文不对题的。
It seems to be strange because it's about Genesis.
至少比例上是很不相称的。
At least it's not proportionate.
题目叫做创世纪, 从第一天到第六天, 全部只有一章。
It's called Genesis, but only one chapter on the creation process.
从第十二章开始。
From chapter 12 onwards,
一直到第50章,
till chapter 50,
差不多39章的时间, 就是记载亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟四代的事情。
For 39 chapters or so, only about four persons, four generations.
这个正在表示一件很重要的事情。
But it represents something most important.
宇宙的中心就是地球。
That Earth is the center of the universe.
地球的中心就是人。
And the human being is the center of the earth. 人的中
心就是上帝的选民。
And the people of God is the central point. 上帝的
选民的中心就是对神的信仰。
And the faith towards God is the central point of the people.
对神的信仰就是亚伯兰做我们信心之父。
And the faith is based on the faith of Abraham.
整个灵性的过程就像亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟的生平。
And the entire progression of our faith is like the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
包含了历史历代所有上帝的子民在他们跟随主的过程中间所能发生的所有的事情。
It represents all the things that happen to anyone throughout the generation as we follow the Lord.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以雅各年老的时候
，When Jacob was old，
对12个孩子的预言
，The prophecies he gave to the 12 sons，
集中在两个最重要的人身上
，Was focused on two particular persons。
一个是对犹大所说的预言
，One was the prophecy towards Judah，
提到西罗要来到
，About how Silo will come，
要是救赎。救主要从犹大支派产生出来。
The Savior will come off from the tribe.
第二就提到这个约瑟跟别的兄弟不同所领受的福气。
The second are the different blessing that Joseph received from the other
brothers. 再讲几句对便雅悯的话。
And then some blessings for Benjamin.
他就结束了这一些的预言。
And then the prophecies ended.
又他就对他的十二个孩子说什么呢
？He said then to his 12 sons,
我将要归到我列祖那里去。
I will be gathered to my ancestors and people.
你们不可以把我埋葬在埃及。
You are not to bury me in Egypt.
你要把我埋葬在像赫人亚伯拉所埋的那个麦比拉洞中的那块地。
You are to bury me in the cave in the field of Machpelah.
让我跟我的祖先、我的父亲一同埋葬在那里。
That I may be buried with my fathers.
因为亚伯拉罕跟这一个亚伯拉罕先把他的妻子撒拉葬在那里。
Abraham first buried his wife Sarah there.
撒拉葬完了，他们又把亚伯拉罕跟撒拉同葬在一起。
And then they buried Abraham with Sarah there.
然后在下一代，他们葬了这个。以撒跟利伯加
Isaac and Rebecca were also buried there.
他们又葬了以后，现在我雅各，你要把我也葬在那里。
And now you have to bury me and Jacob there.
你们一定要对我发誓。
You must swear an oath to me.
你不可把我葬在这个地方。
That I am not to be left here.
你要把我葬回那个地方。
I must be buried back there.
雅各是真心坚守抓住上帝应许的一个人。
So he was a person that was faithfully holding on to the blessings of God.
这件事情怎么样呢？
And this matter,
埃及人就允许了约瑟的要求。
The Egyptian acceded to this request.
让他们把雅各的尸体带回埃及地去埋，迦南地去埋葬。
Allow them to bring the corpse back to Canaan.
那么这里圣经记载了几个数目。
There are a few numbers here.
他们就照着熏尸体的例子。
Based on the tradition of embalmment,
40天熏雅各的尸体。
They embalmed him for 40 days.
当身体被熏的时候呢
？When he was being embalmed,
所有的细菌都被杀死了。
The bacteria will be killed.
所以尸体就被保护了。
The body will be preserved.
他们用的香料是很贵的。
They will use very expensive spices.
大概差不多等于现在的100公斤这么多。
About 100 kilogram worth of it.
那熏他熏尸40天。
Embalmed him for 40 days.
熏成了以后呢
？After that,
就像木乃伊一样的。
It's mummified.
这个身体就可以保存几千年。
And the body can be preserved thousands of years.
我在1990年的时候
，In 1990,
到印度尼西亚最东的一省。巴布亚纽几内旁边的西的巴布亚的省份去布道。
I went to preach at the province next to Papua New Guinea.
那边的人很多都还没有穿衣服。
Many people there were very primitive.
他们一丝不挂。
They are all naked.
就是用一个呢，这菜瓜干了以后套住他们的生殖器。
Their genitals is covered by a piece of dried cucumber.
他们所有的钱只有几块钱，就放在那里面，不容易被偷取。
And they put their money in the tube.
那么到处跑来跑去。
And they just run all over the place.
他们讲他们自己的话语。
They have their own tongue.
那么这些人的道德是很高的。
But they have very high morality.
因为他们虽然有的是多妻的。
Although they were polygamous.
但是从来没有去找妓女。
But they will not have prostitution.
他们为什么要多妻呢
？Why were they polygamous?
多妻生多孩子就多产业。
With more children, then you have more property.
多孩子来牧羊或者来 这个种田的时候，他们就少付工资。
With great children, they can work on the fields
for them. 这些妻子都得到一些的田。
All the wives have some land.
他们孩子都可以收获他们的产物。
And the children can harvest.
他们家族就大起来了。
Then the family will become larger.
那么那些女人呢
？The women.
如果丈夫死了以后
，After the husband died.
他们表示痛苦的不得了。
In order to express their grief.
他们就有一种风俗来告诉人，他们正在做寡妇。
There is this mark of widowhood.
我从来没有敢想象的。
It is quite unimaginable.
他们就跑到河里面。
They will go to the river.
用泥浆来涂整个身体。
And cover themselves with mud.
这么厚的泥土。
Very thick mud.
涂好了以后呢
？After that,
他们就不洗。
They will not wash it off.
就晒太阳。
And be baked in the sun.
晒的时候
，After that,
这些泥就越来越硬，越来越硬。
The mud will harden.
就变成干了。
And dry,
也就裂开了
and crack.
裂的时候，他们的身体痛得不得了。
As it cracks, it will be painful.
他们用这种痛苦表示怀念丈夫死了做寡妇的痛苦。
This was the way they mourned the dead.
那么也不把这些泥土再把它掉下来，因为粘在身上。
It's stuck to the body.
一块一块粘着。
Pieces all over.
全身都是裂缝。
For the whole body.
在路上行走的时候
，and when they walk along the road,
众人就知道这个是一个寡妇。
People will recognize her as a widow.
所以他们的道德是很高的。
So they maintain a high standard.
他们的爱情是很忠的。
And are faithful.
他们不是随便嫖，不是随便落的人。
And they do not live decadent lifestyles.
那我到他们中间去传道。
I was preaching among them.
传到一个乡下去的时候。
And I went to a village.
他们说我要把我们的祖宗给你看。
They say, I want to show you our ancestors.
因为来到这里，我们最尊重的人，我们都给他看我们最尊重的祖宗。
They say that we always show our most honored guests, our most honored ancestor.
所以我就等住了。
So I waited.
他们到一个很高的房子里面去把一个东西拿出来，吓死我。
They went to a place that brought this thing that really astonished me.
是一个已经被熏成像木乃一样的人。
It was a corpse mummified.
只有这么大。
Only this large.
头是这样的。
It is.
手是这样的。
And over.
脚是曲过来的。
It is in fetal position.
好像坐在那边专注看你一样。
As if it's sitting out there staring at you.
真的很可怕的。
Very scary.
但我感到很可爱。
I thought quite interesting.
为什么呢？我问他多久，他说已经400年了。
He said 400 years old.
皮还在。
The skin still there.
那个真正世界上还存留的活的木乃伊。
It is a mummy that is still there.
因为他们先把整个人身体都脱光，本来他们没有衣服穿的嘛。
They were first naked.
把它给它做的形状，然后再把它放在烟里面一直熏。
And they kept embalming it with smoke.
熏到全身干了。
And it's completely dried out.
内脏先挖出来了。
And the organs were removed first.
所以这个皮包着肉，再包着骨头，就变成一个很瘦很小的一个像猴子形状的一个人。
It becomes a mummified dry corpse.
但是你不可以开玩笑啊。
But you are not to take it lightly.
整个民族的宝贝。
It is the treasure of the entire tribe.
如果仇敌跟他们打仗，把这个拿掉，他们打死也要把这个拿回来。
And if the enemies will take it away, they will try their best to retrieve it.
这是他们的祖先。
It's their ancestors.
那么看那个皮还光光滑滑的。
I look at the skin still smooth.
我就感到比埃及看那个用衣服包了一大堆的那个臭的木乃伊，还是这个更可爱。
I think this is better than those mummies in Egypt because of cloth.
想到这段的圣经。
And I remember this passage.
他们就用熏雅各的身体停尸40天。
And they embalmed him and had mourned for 40 days.
然后许可之后
，and after the days were over,
把雅各的骸骨，把他整个的尸体带到迦南。
His body was brought to Canaan.
那到了这个约旦河旁边的时候
，when they reached the river Jordan,
他们进迦南地的时候
，they were entered to the promised land.
他们大声哭嚎
，and they wailed loudly.
他们哭了多久呢
？How long did they wail?
哭了7天
，7 days.
所以又是。为他父亲的死哭了7天，你们很多时候爸爸死了7秒钟都哭不出来。
Some people will not even cry for 7 seconds when their father died.
哭了7天
，after 7 days,
孝敬他父亲
，to
把他埋葬完了以后
，was filial.
然后他们再从那里回来
，and then they returned.
那雅又是继续回到埃及做宰相。
Joseph continued his job as a prime minister.
因为他的责任还在那边。
He was still responsible for the place.
但是他就不能回去了。
So he could not return.
他也没有回到迦南去。
to Canaan.
他的妻子是埃及人。
His wife was Egyptian.
约瑟的四个兄弟怎么样呢？
What about the brothers?
这些兄弟根本没有像约瑟，也没有像雅各一样对上帝的敬畏敬虔到这个地步。
But the brothers were not so devout like Joseph was.
所以他们就停留在埃及。
So they all left them. They kept in themselves in Egypt.
延长了四百三十年。
For the next 430 years.
那这个民族跟上帝的关系怎么样？
What sort of relationship they have with God?
没有人记得迦南的。
Nobody remember Canaan.
没有人继承亚伯兰、以撒、雅各跟上帝所立的约。
Nobody inherited the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝的选民在这个世界上。
The people of God is in the world.
变成没有人要的百姓。
To become an abundant race.
后来等我们出埃及记解经的时候。
When we reach Exodus.
你看见有法老起来不认识约瑟的，他们就开始逼迫，开始奴隶，就变成使以色列人变成埃及四百多年的奴隶的一个民族。
And there were pharaohs that know not Joseph and began to enslave the Egyptians for 400 over years.
这个年的中间，
within these years,
只有当约瑟快要死以前，
only when Joseph was about to die,
他讲了一句话，
he said,
当你们离开埃及的时候，
when you leave Egypt,
你们不要忘记把我的骸骨，我死的时候是葬在这里，但我等你们出埃及的时候，要把我的骨头挖出来，把我的骸骨带回到迦南的那里去。
Do not forget to retrieve my remains and bring it to Canaan.
表示整个民族。
It tells us that the entire people
剩下一个人
was left with just one person.
纪念神跟他们家族的这个应许以及他们对神信仰的问题。
Who could still remember the promise of God with His people?
今天我们就讲到这个地方。
We will end here today.
那下个礼拜我们要结束创世纪。
Next week we will end Genesis.
把整个创世纪做一个总结书。
We have a summary of Genesis.
那我们就进到以出埃及记的开始。
And then we will enter into Exodus.
来看到神怎么样把人从罪恶中拯救出来，这个历史的预告。
To see how God gave us a foretelling in history about His salvation.
求主赐福我们每个人。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.